say these magic words. F you, thunder. You can suck my d-. You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's farts.
Crossed over.
I don't get it because some of the words were missing.
Yes.
There were blank spaces.
Well, yes, that was necessary.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
How's it about doing today, huh? Am I okay?
What is that?
I sure hope I was okay.
What's that?
There's a man from the middle southern part of the country.
Is that the name?
Yeah.
The man from the middle
southern part of the country. Not the deep south, but the middle south. You think I should keep doing it?
No.
Okay. Now, I don't think I'm the only person that does this. When I'm in the car, then tell me the truth. Do you do this in the car? Just kind of talk to yourself in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And experiment with voices or funny voices.
I don't do voices, I definitely talk from time to time. Yeah, I think everybody does.
I do. I do
it a lot.
You do voices?
I do voices. I'll do voices. I'll sing.
Well,
I
you're a professional impressionist, so, you know, you would do that.
Talk to people that cut in front of me.
I do it, and it's almost like I experiment to see if I can come up with a character. Obviously, so far, I haven't come up with that any good, but I'll be in the car and stop by, let me see what's on the radio. out loud, I'm saying what I'm going, oh, they got cheese channels. And then every once in a while, I think, what am I doing talking to myself like that?
That almost sounded a little like Jesse Jackson.
Well, think of Ben. Well, sometimes, Jesse Jackson, I like to listen to him talk because there's something about it I just find appealing. Now, the other thing I'll do is when I leave a casino, usually I have lost. And almost all the way home, out loud, I see you stupid, stupid idiot.
Oh, yeah.
What is the matter with you? That I do all the time.
Yeah.
Because I am. I'm really mad. And I almost say, that's it. You're not gambling. And then I catch myself and go, okay, one more time. Speaking of that, my second son called me today, like less than an hour ago, and said, Dad, what's the most you ever won on those scratch-off tickets? I said, $10, because I don't buy them, first of all. I bet I buy twice a year. I'll be in a convenience store, and I go, give me a couple of scratch-off tickets. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't buy them either. It's really rare. So today, he gets a $500 scratch-off.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he was lit up. And I said, listen to me. Immediately, go and blow the $500. Spend it on something fun, mm-hmm. because if you stick it in the bank, you're going to pay bills with it. I said, it's found money. Go blow it.
Can you get that? I can't remember what the amount is.
No, I asked him if he could get it at the service station.
Yeah.
A gas station. I said, service station? What the heck?
Yeah.
He said, no, it's above the amount. It's like 100 or something. Anything over that.
Really?
Yeah. And where do you go get your money?
Like a lottery office?
Yeah, you have to go to a lottery office.
I wouldn't even know where to go get it.
There's one.
But believe me, for $500, find it.
Yeah, you.
There's a lottery office right by here, actually.
I'll try to win close to here if I win. But, yeah. Boy, he was all excited. And that is kind of a thrill.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I've won, like, the $10 ones. Isn't that weird how that seems so exciting?
And you scratch it off, and then you look at it, and then you go,
because you think you made a mistake.
I think I won, but Yeah.
No, I've never won anything of value either. Just
small prizes.
Yeah. No, just like you said, maybe the cost of a ticket. Like if you can buy a $30 scratch off now. You know that?
No, yeah. No. When he called me, when he called me today, he said, Dad, this is weird you said this. He said, Dad, did you know there are $30 tickets? And I said, no. He said, I'm thinking about it. I said, don't do it. Don't. I said, this is
spend all $500 on those?
No, he was just going to buy one $30. I said, don't do it because this is how gambling sucks you in. You think you're lucky today. So now you're going to go buy a $30 ticket, and you know what you're going to think? Oh, I've got $470. I had $500.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy two more of those $30 tickets, mm-hmm. and maybe I'll at least win another. Don't do it.
It's gone up. You know, it started, they were always $1, and then they were $2 tickets.
Right.
And then $5,
mm-hmm.
and then $10.
Now, for $30, there ought to be the chance to win $10 million.
The top prize is pretty big.
Oh,
I don't know if it's that much.
And
but,
some of those tickets, some of those, like, $20, $10 tickets, there's multiple games
on them,
too. Oh,
it's a book. Yeah, they sold that for a while. I don't know if they still do. A $20 book.
I think I would go for one $30 ticket. As opposed to scratching $31 tickets. I know you're dragging it out a little bit, but you know what? You're either going to be lucky or you're not going to be lucky. Just get it over with. Get it over with. One ticket, scratch, win or lose.
No, I can't.
That's it.
I can't force myself to buy a $30. Oh, I don't buy them anyway, but spend $30 on one ticket. You'll buy a $30 one?
No. I buy, the most that I usually buy is maybe a $5 ticket.
Here's the other thing. I found a Powerball ticket and a Mega Millions ticket today in the kitchen that I shoved aside on the counter. They're about a month or two old.
You should be
I've
okay.
I've never checked the numbers.
They're 6 months.
Never,
6 months to check
I've
them.
Never checked them, and I wasn't in a hurry to check them today. I'll check them tonight.
Mm-hmm. You got to tell you, go to those scanners.
Yeah.
They're in every store now.
They are?
Grocery store.
Oh, shoot.
Well, every grocery store has a vending machine now. You don't even have to go up to a counter to buy it. It's a vending machine, and you can. There's a scanner right on there. You
got to be able to scan it with your phone. Seriously. I'm surprised you can't.
Maybe
have
that,
an app and you scan your Powerball ticket.
Yeah.
Why not?
But it's nice with those vending machines because you can scan a ticket, and if it's a winner, it automatically puts the credits on the machine, and you can either, I don't think it pays out money. It'll tell you you won, but then it'll add credits to that machine so you can buy more tickets if you want.
Have you ever won anything at a drawing or where you just dropped a name, address, phone number in a box somewhere, and in a store where they go.
No, I'm not a very lucky person.
I want two things. Dan knows all about one of them. I want a car, and I want a shotgun.
Right.
And I've told the shotgun story before. The shotgun story was, I can't believe I got away with this, because you go to these charity things, and let's say they have a 50-50 auction. Every single time, the person gives it back to the charity.
I know.
You shouldn't have to do that.
No, well,
I mean, I'm not trying to be a Mr. Non-Charity, but that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, and what they do is, the whoever is in charge of it, they kind of put pressure, and everybody else kind of puts pressure.
Oh, yeah, you're a schmuck if you take the prize that
person,
you won.
It's like, no, I got into this, and I want that money. I need that money.
Well, I think I was in Granite City is where it was. And there was a Ducks Unlimited thing. It was years ago. And one of the prizes was a Ducks Unlimited shotgun. And if you're, I'm paid to be there. I'm sort of the MC or whatever. And they're paying me to be there. Well, I'm not going to not participate if they're walking around selling tickets. No, not for me. So I thought, well, I'm gonna participate in the evening. So I bought, I don't know, 10 of them or something.
And you don't expect to
win. But they sold 1,600 that night of these, and they're just the carnival-type pull-off tickets. So the big old wire drum, some kid came up, and they said, go on, Jimmy, turn the drum. And he's turning, the 1,600 tickets are rolling around in there. And we had another kid come up and open that little, there's a little piece that opens in the wire drum, and you reach it,
right.
And this kid hands me the ticket. I'm at the podium, and he hands it to me, and I read the number. 463927. And nobody said anything. And somebody yelled out, look at your own ticket, Frank. Maybe you won it. And I looked at my ticket, and I did win it. Now, nobody could ever say it was rigged because they saw what happened. They saw the kid draw it. So when I think there were, I want to say 500 people there. So when I looked at it and I said to the crowd, I said, you know what? It is my ticket. Well, they laughed that laugh like, that's a good one.
Right.
That's a good
jokester.
One. And I called somebody else that was nearby on stage. I said, seriously, come on, here, look at my ticket. They read it out loud. They said, no, folks, it's his ticket. Now is the dilemma. What I was expected to do, I guess, was say, you know what, folks? Let's put her right back in there and draw for it again, and the crowd would have gone crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What a great guy. And I looked at the shotgun, and I held it up for everybody to see, and I said, "This is a nice shotgun." I said, "You know, I'll just tell you something, folks. I got to make a decision here. I either have to put this thing back into redraw, or I'm going to take it home." And I said, "I think I just made my decision right now. I'm taking it home." And the crowd went crazy. They were okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I won it, and I didn't have a shotgun like that. So, but it's weird how people judge other people on what they do or don't do for charity. Look, we're not going to have a political discussion, but quite frankly, I don't care if it's Hillary or Clinton or whoever. Whatever they do or don't do with charity is their own business. Or Trump. It's their, what did I say, Clinton?
Hillary or Clinton.
It's their own business. What she does, he does. It's their business. How much they do or don't give, because not everything is deductible. It's not going to show up on your taxes. And I just think that... I don't know. People nose into other people's business too much. I didn't welcome everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. The cool down is here. I think we've seen the last of the 90-degree weather for a while. I think there'll be no more days like today. This is probably the very last of, well, the way to describe today for me is another sleepy, dusty Delta day. It was the 3rd of June, another
sleepy, dusty Delta day. He was ready again.
Yeah, he's been ready. He's been ready for a while. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. That's almost a tie, but Peon spoke first. I give you Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One quick thing. This will just be a fast headline I saw today. 10,000 endangered scrotum frogs have died near Lake Titicaca.
Now, and what are the chances that you get a scrotum frog and the Lake Titicaca in the same story?
What in the heck is a
See, this
scrotum?
Is how we get the reputation of having a dirty show. People like John Carney.
This is on the website IFL Science, which is a huge science website.
No, I told you a couple of days ago you said I was dirty. This is the misconception.
A misconception, absolutely.
Hmm. This is a legitimate story. It's there is a scrotum frog and there's a Lake Titicaca.
It says at least 10,000 of these fat, wrinkly, and very rare frogs. So the scrotum frog is fat and wrinkly.
Why would they call it a scrotum frog?
I have no idea.
You mean some guy's scrotums are wrinkly?
They were discovered floating in the River Coata. The river flows into Lake Titicaca. So there you go. Just the headline
You just did that so you could say those words.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I have,
Thanks, kids.
I was just thinking about this the other day because I saw there was a lead story on the news that we run at 6. We run audio of Channel 2's news at 6 here.
Yeah,
on
that'd
the
be
radio
insulting
station.
To Colin Jeffrey.
He's off.
Yeah, he's done at
5,
that point. Yeah. His day is over with. Yeah. But they were talking about all these. There's an abnormally amount of
abnormal
amount of absentee ballots that have come in recently. So they were having to. People were having to work overtime. They were having trouble, you know, finding people to cover all these. Because I don't know how it works. I guess when absentee ballots come in, they lock that vote into the system already? I don't know.
I don't know. A friend of mine just called me and said he went and did an absentee ballot and took him like 5 minutes. He was in and out.
Here's what I think's weird. What do you mean in and out? It's you mail it.
He did early
voting.
Oh, early voting.
Absentee ballot, we did it. We just did it.
Oh, you mail it in?
No, they send it to you. You go online, you go online and you request it. And here's what's interesting. They send you the ballot, but when you send it back, it has all your information on it so they know how you voted. When you go into the booth to vote, they don't know how you voted. But with the mail-in absentee thing, they got all your info on that envelope.
How do you do the early voting thing, then?
Well, there are polling places that open early. We've done that, too. You just go early, and just like you would on the regular voting day. You walk up the booth, and it's for people who are going to be gone, or they have to have assistance, and they don't want to get long lines. We've done both.
That's what I was going to lead me to talk about, is why is there just one... Why can't they do, like, a week-long...
That's a great question.
A voting week.
That's a great question.
And it just seems so.
You know what happened? Everybody would wait till the last day.
Oh, exactly.
That's probably true.
A lot of people.
But at least
would.
It would open up, you know,
another option.
Maybe not. It wouldn't be so swamped at some places if they opened it up for more than
I've
one day.
I've never been, and I vote all the time. I've never been to any voting place where it was swamped.
No.
Where I had to wait.
And it just seems so backwards. It seems like nowadays we should be able to vote online
computer.
Or something. Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, it leaves out the human error, you know,
but
that
you know
comes
what
into
say,
play.
Hacking.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why.
And they put you have the electronic system, I guess, or you can use the regular old
But they
paper
have
wallets.
Really secure websites that you can do financial transactions on. Why couldn't it be
hey man,
a website
if they can
like
hack
that?
Into Wells Fargo, if they can hack into the...
It just seems
Secretary
weird.
Of State, if they can hack into, yeah, I mean, come on, they could, somebody could mess with it, but they could mess with it this way too. At polling places, hey, let's dump this one box in the dumpster because I saw a bunch of, Democrats or Republicans, whichever, and I don't want them to win.
And last thing I have, we've been living in the South County, South City area for the last 4 or 5 years. I drive along Highway 44 a lot. On the way to work, and I've noticed we've seen this guy for a while. One of the overpasses along the highway, there's always a guy standing there waving, you know, getting cars to either honk or trucks to honk at him. And I just read the other day they're going to name that overpass after him.
Crazy guy overpass?
No, because I think he's either autistic or something. He's fascinated.
Don't say retarded. You can't.
He's
say
fascinated
that.
With cars, I guess. Because he stands and stares there all day, just watching all the cars pass through. So
and waves.
Yeah, and waves. Raynard Nibbit is his name.
What?
And so
Raynard. How do you know his name?
They're going to name
the overpass.
The overpass after him.
You got to be kidding me. All you have to do to get an overpass named after you is stand
people
and wave at people?
Well, no, because people were complaining. There was the neighbor near there was complaining about how she, I say it was a she, but I don't really know that for sure, but that the cars honking were bothering them in their house.
Oh, my goodness.
So they tried to get them to stop. Get them to stop being.
Well, they must have a really poorly built house. Either that or
exactly.
It's right on the interstate, and I've never seen a house that close to the interstate.
Yeah. A nearby resident who worked at night complained all the honking kept her up. It was a woman.
Oh, my goodness.
So then all of his defenders, because everybody loves seeing this guy. Anybody that drives along 44, you see him there pretty much every day. So they had to go through the Webster Grove City Council, and they came to his defense, and so they named the overpass after him.
No, people actually like a character like that.
Oh, yeah.
He becomes sort of the town
waver.
Oh,
sure. You see him again.
Hey, there's the waving guy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had Sam Duncan, and Sam Duncan took his wiener out and shook it at kids.
He
really?
Did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day. I mean, you could count on it.
Well, he didn't have his name put on an overpass. Did
no.
He?
No.
Well, that's not quite as.
And what's funny to me,
the same,
back then,
no.
Names never arrested, and everybody knew Sam Duncan was going to shake his wiener at him. And kids in a school bus would go crazy. Hey, Sam, hey, take it out and shake it. And,
oh, my
and,
goodness.
And I'm thinking about that now. I go,
oh, my goodness.
You got to be kidding
wow.
me. This guy'd be in jail in 10 seconds.
Thankfully, yeah. We've come a long way in that area where.
yeah, really.
That's not
that
as.
That was the big joke at school when I was a kid in a hit grade school. If anybody made reference to somebody's dad, they'd say something like, yeah, oh, yeah, who's your dad? Sam Duncan, and everybody started laughing.
Oh.
And there really was a guy named Sam Duncan, and he really did shake it at people.
Mm.
And they just acted like it was this waving guy over the overpass. Oh, yeah, that's Sam. He's harmless. Okay.
That was it, though. That was all I had.
All right, now we turn to Dan Strauss, who is about to perform maybe to the biggest crowd his band has ever performed, and it just sort of happened.
Yeah, it's so odd how everything.
This is
just
how it starts, and then the next thing you know, boom, you're on the Today Show in that Rockefeller Plaza with a bunch of people, crowding around. That's how it starts.
Yeah,
this could be it.
Our band, the Southside Johnny Band, booked this thing and put this together actually back in January. John, who lives in the Green Park neighborhood. Where Officer
he's
Snyder.
He's in the band.
Yeah,
right.
John, yeah, he's in the band. Where Blake Snyder was shot in that neighborhood, the Green Park community, which is a city in itself. He put this thing together to play at what was called at the time Clydesdale Park.
And now it's Snyder Park.
Yeah, now it's Snyder Park, and it's this Saturday. So with all of the events that have happened over the past couple of weeks, with Officer Snyder getting shot and killed, actually murdered, we decided...
Yeah, how's that kid doing, by the way?
I don't know.
See, I don't like that we don't get any updates. I'd like to hear he's still suffering.
Yeah.
What would be wrong with that if they had in the news? And one last thing before we... Jimmy Fallon will be along, but first... the scumbag who shot the Officer Snyder is still in tremendous pain in the hospital. Let's wish him the worst, shall we? Who would object to that newscast?
No one. Oh, yeah, somebody would, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, yeah. But I always wondered, like, how's he doing?
Yeah, I know. So, the mayor asked us about doing a candlelight vigil this Saturday. We're playing this Saturday at 4 o'clock, and Steve Stanger just renamed the park Blake Snyder Memorial Park yesterday and gave the proclamation to Elizabeth Snyder, his wife. And so we're going to play Saturday, and we're turning it into a Backstoppers event. We're going to raise money for Backstoppers. We're asking for donations to Backstoppers. The John and his wife were invited to an alderman meeting the other night, and the mayor was there. Also, the commander for the Southwest Precinct, which Blake Snyder was out of there in Afton, he took a flyer and took it to the precinct. And at roll call, he's inviting all the officers to come out. And he said the officers will come out and be a part of it as well. So we'll have police officers there. We'll have hopefully the entire community there. And we're going to have a candlelight vigil about 6:30. We start playing at 4:00. And we just want people to come out and thank the police officers and take part in the candlelight vigil.
I'd like to do my impression now of roll call.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you got any rolls?
No, we don't sell rolls. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
So bring the kids. This is an all ages family event in the park, and it just kind of fell into our laps with all of this stuff that happened. So we decided to try and turn it into something positive and do that. We're going to have free train rides for the kids too. There's a guy that's going to donate his time, and he has a little. I'm not sure what exactly it is. If it's a tractor or something, but he's got something that's like a train, and he's going to give kids a train ride on there. We may have, we're working on this, have a hot air balloon there.
Ooh.
To do a glow.
Oh,
and stuff like that. But we have to find out if that's okay with the parks and all this other stuff in the county and everything. But so that's what's going on this Saturday. Right. We want to invite everybody out.
And tell people where this is again.
It's at the new Blake Snyder Park, Memorial Park. It's in Green Park. It's actually on Green Park Road, which is right off of Tesson Ferry in South County.
Okay.
So if you know that area, Music Road will run directly into Green Park Road, but it's just south of Tesson Ferry, and the park is up on the left. It used to be called Clydesdale Park, but now it's called Blake Snyder Memorial Park.
All right, there you go. Let's close the Burke segment. Segment's officially closed. I need to do some business. We're late, right?
Yes.
We're ready. See, we get talking, and this is what happens.
Oh, and I found out, too.
Hold on, the Burke segment's closed.
Oh, no, I know, but this is just an addendum, okay. I guess. Right. I found out all the news stations are showing up for this.
Oh, so you could be on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's modest. He almost didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
That's how modest he is.
Almost.
Almost.
This is the first, this will be the first big event in the Blake Snyder Memorial Park.
Now, that's true. Yeah. It would be. And yeah. And look who's headlining.
It's an honor. It's awesome.
And now this is Saturday night. No, it wouldn't be on the news till Sunday, and probably all of the three big St. Louis stations. It'll probably be the lead story. We caught up with Dan Strauss of the Johnny Southson, whatever it's called, band.
The Southside Johnny Band.
He had this to say, and then you'll see Dan right there on TV going, "Yeah, we're happy to do our part." Yeah, way mm-hmm. to go, man.
Oh,
that's
great! Thanks.
That's great. First Community Credit Union. Proudly announced a week ago No, it was just, no, hold on. Today's, it was just this past Monday. They just opened their 43rd location. We knew it was coming. Somebody tipped us off to it in Crestwood on Watson Road. So now there are 43 First Community Credit Union locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, and 100 other things real quickly. And the 100 other things are, they're dollars, actually. $100. They've done this several times before, and every time they do this, the Tremont's is expensive. The response is tremendous, and it's this simple. If you have a car loan somewhere other than First Community Credit Union, and you will bring it over to First Community, not only are you very probably going to get a much better rate, because they're famous for their low car loan rates, but they'll put $100 in your First Community account. That's it. I mean, no strings and no funny stuff. Just $100. That's their way of thanking you for moving your car along. So you're probably going to save money. Your car payment's probably going to be cheaper, and you get $100. Isn't that a great deal? And that's how a lot of people get introduced to First Community and end up doing all their banking there, as I have for years, as we'd like for you to consider doing. First Community Credit Union, a terrific place to bank. Now with 43 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident on westbound Highway 70 at Union that has the right lane blocked. Pretty good little backup behind that. They still have the express lane shut down at Cary, but they do have the cars up on the flatbed getting ready to open that back up. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 370, you are jammed solid from Highway 270 through St. Louis Mills due to an earlier incident there. Southbound 270, that stop and go already from Page down through Doherty Ferry. You've got slow pockets all the way through Highway 55. All of this is due to the rain that's hit the area. Then eastbound 270, you're jamming up from Missouri Bottom, and that goes all the way through Washington Elizabeth. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes your child's temperature quickly and accurately. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
The KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Hewer. On Wednesday night, Hockey Sense gets moved up to 7 o'clock. And in the 8 o'clock hour, one more time, it's Clinton versus Trump. The final debate before the presidential election.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Cold St. Louis weather is just right around the corner.
Now, don't be surprised when you turn on your furnace.
Get your furnace checked out now for the winter season. Give K&K Heating and Cooling a call today at 636-493-6635. Save money by making sure your furnace is running as efficiently as possible. A furnace tune-up not only includes cleaning that keeps your furnace running efficiently, but also catches small problems before they turn into major and costly repairs. K&K Heating and Cooling meets the highest professional standards in the business, from our employee training to ongoing customer service. We take pride in our fast response time, quality workmanship, and a friendly staff with over 25 years of experience in residential HVAC. Call today at 636-493-6635. K&K works on all brands and all types of heating equipment. A furnace safety check includes the cleaning and the inspection of the furnace burner and the heat exchanger. Call K&K Heating and Cooling, 636-493-6635.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your keyring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Ed Brack here with Johnny Breck's Dungeon. So in this awesome business, you never know what the day is going to bring or what the customer is going to ask for. So here I am working the register. Okay, so I wasn't working the register because I always seem to screw that up. I'm in the register area when these guys come in and had been in several times that week requesting somewhat obscure items. Tutus, tights, fairy wings, wigs, and now they want blank pink satin sashes. My curiosity got the best of me and I asked, so what are you guys going? As the creative response was awesome. We're going as fairies. Newhall's fairy, Tesson fairy, Lime fairy, and Darty fairy. I lost it. Love the creativity. So come see us at Johnny Brack's Dungeon and let us help you be whoever you want to be. Because that's what Halloween is all about. Fun. Speaking of fun, I'll see you at the Freak Show. Johnny Brack's Dungeon, third annual Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 29th at Ballpark Village. Advanced tickets available at Ticketfly.com or at Johnny Brack's Dungeon.
Hi, this is Rod Garvin, owner of Garvin Group Carpet Cleaning. The holidays are fast approaching. Now, look at your carpets, furniture, draperies, and blinds. Could they use a good cleaning? Well, check out our specials at GarvinGroup.com. We are A-plus rated by both the Better Business Bureau and Angie's List. And we have been in business since 1993. We're able to professionally clean, rinse, and dry your carpets before we leave to make sure you're satisfied. Garvin Group, quality cleaning you can trust.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in rushing quarterbacks, but not our hot, fresh 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting our teams with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to football season, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Experts warn that your 401k is a ticking time bomb. How will you avoid what could be an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and fees? Find out on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday morning at 11 right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, I have one bit of business to do, then we're going to go right to the phone. Some of you are holding. We'll get right to you here. The numbers from most cell phones, star KTRS. Regular phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You probably know by now that the biggest selling replacement window in the country is Window World. These people have only been in business a little over 13 years. And they kicked everybody else to the curb. They just took over. That's what you do when you come along with a window that is better than any other window, and certainly in that price range, sometimes even more expensive. When you can sell it for that price, and it's also a really good quality window, and you're so confident of how good it is that you put a lifetime warranty on it that covers the glass breakage, the parts, the labor, and everything. People go, well, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible, and that's what they've done. And that's what they continue to do. So when the time comes, and it will, that you need to replace the windows in your house, that's the name, Window World. Good housekeeping, seal of approval. St. Louis company, it's a national franchise, but we have a couple of great guys, Jim and John, who own the Illinois and Missouri St. Louis, Greater St. Louis area Window World franchise here. So it's treated just like a locally owned family business. They use their own people. They clean up when they're done. It's neat and tidy, and everybody's happy. Window World, don't forget that name, because the time will come when you have to replace windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Jim, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about what Ian had talked about. Fill in a little information. I bet you're going to have a few more callers who...
Scrotum problems?
What was his name again?
Oh, Rainer Nibbitt?
Yes, him. I never knew his name, but I've lived in the Southwest City, Shrewsbury, Webster, and worked in this area for 10, 15 years. And not only do you see him on the overpass, but he rides his bike all around that area all day.
How old is this guy?
I would guess 40s, maybe?
Probably so.
So is he mentally challenged?
I would probably autism or something along those lines, I would think.
I think so. So it seems like he probably gets his exercise.
Yeah.
He rides around. But the best part is on his bike, on the front of it, is a model of that overpass. And it sticks off the front of his bike, off the handlebars. And you can tell that's what it is.
Wow.
Model.
And then on the back of the bike, he has what looks like the back part of an 18-wheeler. Now, small. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, sticking off 6 feet, but right. I'm talking about sticking off a foot and a half, 2 feet. And so I think what he loves that overpass, and he loves 18-wheelers, so he's always there trying to get them to haul.
You know how you used to do that when you drive next to him and pump your arm up and down?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think that's what he's fascinated by, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought, I'm sure other people probably have a little more information than I do. But
all right,
thanks.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Somebody called, and they apparently couldn't hold on, but they said they've seen this guy running around on his bike picking up aluminum cans and trash as well. So he does good in the community,
I bet you he's really happy.
Oh, yeah. No, you can tell. You can see him.
Happier than most of us.
Ecstatic every day up on that overpass, just watching all the trucks and cars go by.
Nobody would wish to be what some people call simple, but if it has any benefits at all, it's they're not worried about anything. They just... Yeah, we've talked about this before. It's like Down syndrome people. They're always happy. And then they kind of make you feel better when you're around them. I hope I got this name right. Is it a caw?
No. Frank?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Last Thursday, you were talking, and you said something that was totally incorrect. And I just wanted to tell you that...
Well, I'd like to know what that was.
I know. You said that... Black Lives Matter were criminals.
No, I don't think I said that at all. I would never have said Black Lives Matter, all-encompassing that everybody in there was a criminal.
But you did. I mean, you might not have said it in those exact terms, but the message was clear.
Well, my message was the people that I see on TV in these demonstrations, stomping police cars, burning stores, stealing, yeah, they're criminals.
But those are not Black Lives Matter.
Oh, they're not? Well, they're holding up signs to say Black Lives Matter. They shouldn't be pretending to be.
I don't know, but I know that organizations, they just mean well for everyone.
Well, then they need to distinguish themselves and separate themselves from the people that I see when I see those news stories, because they're all holding up these signs saying Black Lives Matter, and some of them hold them up while they're stomping the windshields out of police cars.
But, Frank, how can you do that? Because you know some people insert themselves into different organizations to just make them look bad and cause trouble.
Well, okay, I'll tell you this. Is it a caw? Is that right?
Huh?
Is your name a caw?
No, I said my name was A-K-A-W.
Oh, what is that? Is that? How do you pronounce that?
Also known as W.
So your name is also known as W?
Yes.
That is your name?
My AKA name.
Ah, okay.
But you probably know who this is anyway.
I don't.
That's good.
Well, why is that good? why is that good that I don't know who you are?
Because the last time we talked, we had a big blowout.
about what, W?
That you told me that you wish I would get cancer and die.
No, I never said anything like that to anybody. This is absolute nonsense. I've got thousands and thousands of people, whatever your name is, who listen all the time, and I promise you they've never heard me say to anyone, I wish you'd get cancer and die.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank, I don't know. Don't get upset now, but those were your exact words.
Wow. Well, I must have been.
You are really angry.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except if anybody else can confirm and let me know that I said to someone, I hope you get cancer and die.
Yes.
I certainly don't ever remember saying that.
Well, you probably got those in the archives someplace.
No, I don't know where we would start to look for those. If you've got a date, I'd be happy to pull that up. So you and I have had a run-in before.
Yes.
Why don't I get a name from you, at least a first name?
Well, because I want to be like you.
You do?
Yes. Your name is not Frank Opinion.
No, it's not.
Well.
But give me any name, even a fake name. W is not a name. It's an initial. Give me a name.
I think I'll stick with that. So when I call back, you'll know exactly
what I'm saying. All right, so let me get this straight. You're calling to tell me that, one, I said that Black Lives Matter people were criminals.
Criminals,
meaning,
yes.
Meaning all of them are criminals. That's
kind of lumped them in one group.
Okay. And then I said, last time we spoke, that I wish you'd get cancer and die.
That was, it was Ben Lissabee about, I guess, about 5 years ago.
Wow, I must be two completely different people. There's another person, I'm serious, that I don't even know exists that I am not aware of. It's like I'm possessed by another person.
I don't ever.
You weren't
that.
As mellow as you are now. You were really, you just went off your rocker.
You know what? I don't think you can find anybody who's even ever heard me. This is the third accusation. Hold on. This is the third accusation that you've made that I don't think too many other people or anybody else can verify that I went completely off my rocker. I don't think I've done that. Now, you're laughing. I wouldn't be laughing if I were you if, in fact, you think I said you should have cancer and die. That's not funny.
Well,
and that I said all black
people. What else did I say? I laughed at it because, I mean, for you to say something like that was, I mean, it was awful. But, you know, I could choose to get angry, which would be more detrimental to me. I just laugh about it.
I got news for you, W. If I said that, I agree with you. That would be awful.
Also known as, I've been here since day one. I don't ever remember him saying that to anyone on the phone, on the air, or anyone walking down the hall or anything.
I tell you what I'll do.
Well, wait a minute. Well, trials are miles. You just don't remember.
Okay.
Well, then we all sitting here have lost our memories. Yeah. And what I would like to do, W, is right now give every listener an opportunity, any listener, to call and help verify any of what you just talked about, that I, on the air one day, told a listener, I wish you'd get dying cancer, that I said all Black Lives Matter people were criminals, and then whatever that other thing was we just had a little disagreement about. I'm open to hear, because I need to fix that issue. If I have those problems, I need to get these things fixed.
Well, you're working on it. You're getting better.
I am? Just in the course of this conversation?
Yes.
Well, you are such you're such a judge of people. You apparently can really read people well.
Yes, I can.
All right. Is there anything else I need to know?
No, I enjoyed having this conversation.
Well, I think I did too, and I don't know why. I don't even know what we're talking about, quite frankly. You say that we're talking about me being a horrible person, and I okay.
Okay.
All righty. It's funny to me, and I want you to just consider this, W, whatever your name is, that if, in fact, what you just said I did were true, do you not think, out of all the people listening, that I would have heard about at least one of these things from somebody besides you? Think about that.
No, well, some of your, I mean, like, they probably wouldn't confront you.
No,
why.
W, you're wrong. I get emails every day, and trust me, when I do something that somebody is offended by or they think is wrong, believe me, 35 years, I hear about it. Now, when something is as horrible as me saying, well, I wish you'd get cancer and die, or any of the things you just said, W, you have to understand, I would have heard from more than just you. So that has to make you step back and go, well, maybe you misheard or something.
Well, Frank, maybe that was like 5 years ago, so maybe, you know, people would listen to anything and not come up and say anything.
No, you really, this, I have to tell you, on this, you're wrong. I've been doing this a long time, and I've been called out and emailed about things.
Well, do you think I would make something like that up?
I don't know what to think of this. All I'm going to say to you is this. No, W, listen to me. Let's answer this question again. Do you not think if I said the horrible things you said, you didn't tell me you don't think that I would have gotten, or that the management wouldn't have called me in down the hall? They've done it over some other things. I guarantee you they'd have done it over that. But nothing. It's the first I've ever heard of this.
Well, maybe they didn't hear you. Maybe they missed it.
Maybe everybody must have missed it then. Maybe that day you heard it and nobody else heard it.
I don't know, but all I can say is I'm telling the truth.
Okay. I don't know what else to say except thank you for listening.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, W or whatever. What in the world was that? What was that? What just happened there?
I don't know.
I don't doubt for a second, and I'll say it again today. When I, after an event, maybe it's a shooting or whatever, when I see these people spitting at the police, burning their cars, looting stores, the stores of good people, good families who've been working all their lives to build these stores, and I say, yeah, you criminals, that's exactly right. You people doing that are criminals. And if you're going to hold these Black Lives Matter posters up, we assume that you're part of Black Lives Matter. I don't really know what her issue is. So we'll leave it there. It's just, I'm in complete confusion here. Oh, shoot, look what time it is. And I didn't get my business done either, but that's okay.
Also known as golf, it took it all up.
I don't have time to do anything except try to figure out what the heck we just listened to. Well, we'll catch up when we come back.